When John McCain accepts the Republican Party's presidential nomination next month, he could echo a memorable line he delivered after winning the New Hampshire primary this spring. He talked about serving his country.
I am grateful beyond expression for the prospect that I might serve her a little while longer.
The man who wrote those words, Mark Salter. He's John McCain's chief wordsmith and one of his closest advisors. NPR's Scott Horsley has this profile.
Mark Salter spent much of this past week traveling through the Midwest on a bus with John McCain. The week before that, Salter holed up at his summer house in Maine, where he began drafting the speech his boss will give at the Republican convention in September. The 53-year-old Iowa native is one of McCain's longest-serving advisors. He was hired as a speechwriter 20 years ago and began the process of shaping McCain's distinctive voice.
Part of it is sheer mimicry. It's how he talks and thinks, and you have to be true to that. You learn to speak in someone else's voice.
As rendered by Salter, that voice is a little old-fashioned, more formal than a lot of politicians. It speaks in paragraphs rather than simple sentences. The words are often self-effacing and also a little irreverent.
There's a lot of humor in it, very straightforward, very direct, you know, sometimes impolitic way of speaking that I think makes him sort of unique among members of his profession.
Salter and McCain once said of social conservative Paul Weyrich, for example, "I like to think I know a pompous, self-serving son of a bitch when I see one, a facility that God, who loves his sinners as well as his saints, has seen fit to bless me with." That's from one of the five best-selling books that McCain and Salter have written together. The first, Faith of My Fathers, describes three generations of McCain's military service, including the senator's own harrowing stint as a POW in Vietnam. Salter, whose father was a decorated veteran of the Korean War, says it was a challenge getting McCain to tell his story.
Typical most veterans, so I think. Most are pretty humble about the experience.
Through their writing collaboration, Salter formed an intimate bond with McCain that puts him near the center of the candidate's inner circle, closer than anyone other than McCain's immediate family.
Mark Salter is the custodian of John McCain's biography.
Dan Schnur worked on McCain's first presidential campaign 8 years ago and now runs the Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California.
Mark understands John McCain very well, not only who he is, but why he's become the person that he is. And in a campaign setting where things can get pretty rough and a person can very easily lose their bearings, having Mark there is almost an anchor.
That's helped Salter weather staff shakeups on the campaign last summer and again last month. Other senior advisors, Steve Schmidt and Nicole Wallace, worked in the past for George W. Bush's campaign and don't have the long history with McCain. But Salter downplays his central role.
I will defer to people with greater experience than I have on this, and I'd be a fool not to. It's my first general election campaign, so I wouldn't really trust me for advice over others.
Salter says he admires what he calls the technical aspects of Barack Obama's oratory, his rich baritone voice, his physical grace, his skill with a teleprompter, none of which McCain is known for. Salter says he was turned off a couple of weeks ago by what he saw as an overly inclusive tone in Obama's Berlin speech.
He says, "This is our time to remake the world." Well, the world's a pretty stubborn place, and there are a lot of people in this world who own a little corner of it who are bad people and would rather it not change at all. So I thought that sort of betrayed a little naivete. I mean, it's a much better world, safer world, really, in many respects. It's a constantly improved world, but it still has its fair abundance of bad guys.
For Salter, McCain is the candidate best able to take on those bad guys as president, if he can find the words to help his boss get elected. Scott Horsley, NPR News.